This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me shift gears to the NFL. Ben, has anything surprised you so far? Like, massive surprise, Sam Darnold just got 110 mil. Did Sam Darnold make $110 million based off one season?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think I've seen corrections to that report. I think it's $100 million. It's basically the exact same contract that Baker Mayfield got. Maybe the guarantee is a little bit higher, but it's like $33 million a year. So it's still, well, that's amazing money. I mean, it's still $20 million under what the top quarterbacks are getting. All the top quarterbacks are over $50 million. It is curious that the Seahawks are just kind of swapping out one mediocre quarterback in Geno Smith for another one in Sam Darnold. But at the same time, they did get 6 years younger with Darnold. I think Geno's going to be 34, and Darnold's still only 28 years old. And they hired Clint Kubiak, who's part of the, you know, Kyle Shanahan tree, similar offense that Darnold ran with Kevin O'Connell last year. So it's a scheme. Makes sense there, too. I guess the biggest surprise for me would be DK Metcalf. All the buzz was that, you know, he wants to go to a team with a quarterback and play in warm weather. And he goes to Pittsburgh, who doesn't even have a quarterback. I'm guessing he knows that they've got something up their sleeve. It seems like with Justin Fields literally seconds ago signing with the Jets, feels like the Steelers are probably all in on Aaron Rodgers. So interesting game of musical chairs going on with the Jets and the Steelers basically swapping their quarterbacks and Darnold going to Seattle now. It's just a big game of musical chairs, and I guess each team is hoping that a change of scenery will do better for each of these quarterbacks.
And man, with all, it's a lot of quarterbacks out there. Well, earlier, Solana read the list, and Hawk's been saying, like, he wants a backup quarterback, and I'm with him, but I don't want to spend that money on him. But Jameis, Cousins, Wilson, Fields, Dobbs, Daniel Jones, as I'm not a big fan of. Like, are all these guys, who's really a backup? Who's really a legit backup name? And who's going to have a job? Because I swear to goodness, I think Jameis Winston's about to start for a team next season.
See, I'm hearing the opposite, that Jameis isn't really getting a whole lot of buzz as a backup or on the quarterback market right now. And the fact that he was so omnipresent at the Super Bowl doing all the media stuff makes me think that he knows that the football thing might be coming to an end soon and it's time for him to think about his next career. I mean, Daniel Jones, from what I hear, is going to be like the top backup available. And I think a return to Minnesota makes sense because J.J. McCarthy is a big question mark. I've heard Daniel Jones' name connected to the Colts because I know they want to bring in some real competition for Anthony Richardson. You know, Jacoby Brissett is going to be available as a backup quarterback. Taylor Heineke. Teddy Bridgewater is probably going to play still this year. Maybe Teddy Bridgewater ends up, you know, being a good backup for Tua. But, you know, Mariota is probably another top name. the Dolphins, they need to sign someone who can start three or four games for them last year, because that's, you know, not having a good backup plan last year like totally cost them. And the, I think the Dolphins leadership is lucky that owner Stephen Ross isn't holding them more responsible for not having a better backup quarterback plan last year. So clearly the Dolphins have to do that. And I don't know if you have to pay $10 million instead of $8 million, you know, what's a couple million in the grand scheme of things. I think the Dolphins better make sure that they get a solid veteran who, you know, can carry the torch for Tua for a few games, if that's what it comes down to.
And the talk today was Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron Rodgers of Pittsburgh? You got Wilson, you got Fields, you got Aaron Rodgers. What do you think happens at quarterback for the Steelers for, you know, a team that's, hell, they're going to win 8 games, but if this quarterback can put them in the playoffs, then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, like, Rodgers might be an upgrade for the Steelers. I don't think Russell Wilson played all that well last year. And Justin Fields, you know, they wouldn't put him on the field over Russell Wilson. So I don't think the Steelers were too enamored with either of their guys. The fact that Justin Fields is leaving for the Jets, I think tells you how the Steelers really felt. And Rodgers, like, he played okay at the end of the last season when, you know, finally got settled into the position, and you know, obviously didn't play great, but I don't know. You have probably a good defense and run game there in Pittsburgh. You know, a team that always has a high floor, always has a winning record. If Rodgers can stay healthy, and if he can kind of toe the line, which maybe he's willing to do more in a place like Pittsburgh, which has a strong culture, like maybe that's a good fit. You know, Rodgers throwing to DK Metcalf, and we'll see what else they do. I think there's a chance that maybe George Pickens gets moved now at some point. But, you know, the Steelers, it's very possible that they've gotten better at quarterback and could be a little more competitive with Aaron Rodgers. But it's still, this is a franchise that has been so, that has really lacked aggressiveness in finding a quarterback. They hung on to Ben Roethlisberger way too long. They let Kenny Pickett just, like, fall to them at number 20. Now last year they're just, you know, now it's Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Like, at some point they're going to have to get aggressive in the draft, the Steelers, and find a next guy instead of just waiting to whatever flotsam and jetsam, you know, falls to them. But Aaron Rodgers still could be an upgrade for the Steelers for this coming season.
My point with the Dolphins, because Crowder alluded to it, where I keep saying it's the most important signing, in my opinion, the backup quarterback. And you said, you know, what if you have to spend $10 million a season instead of $8 million? I would almost break the bank, because don't you think if they had a decent, just a guy who wouldn't embarrass you last season, they'd have gone to the playoffs. I'm not saying that they would have done anything in the playoffs, but they'd be a playoff team. I feel like, yeah, go overpay for, and I know everyone wants to shore up the offensive line. So do I. Crowder keeps saying fat guys, fat guys, fat guys for the Dolphins. But I just feel like public enemy number one for the Dolphins is the backup quarterback slot.
Yeah. My only question is there's no need to overpay, because, like, who do you think you're really getting out there?
I want the astronaut.
Issue.
Josh Dobbs. Come on, I got it.
but how great is Josh? I mean, how great is Josh Dobbs? I mean,
I believe he's 30 MVP, years old. He just hasn't been in the right situation.
I mean,
if you're going to go down this rabbit hole, Ben.
If you're going to overpay for a backup, the one guy to do it would be with Daniel Jones, I would think, because he's got a lot of starting experience, has some talent, is only 28 years old. You know, like, to me, you could sign Daniel Jones for $10 million and give him incentives and upside, you know, for low end starter money. But otherwise you're looking at, like, Cooper Rush, Mac Jones, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Jacoby Brissett, Drew Locke, Desmond Ridder, Marcus Mariota, you know, Josh Dobbs, Bailey Zappi, Taylor Heineke. It's a bad list of backups. It's just a bunch of guys.
I think Jameis, Daniel Jones, they kind of check the boxes, which is if you need a guy to come in for 3 or 4 games, maybe 5 games tops to spell Tua, then you need a guy, like I said to Crowder, Daniel Jones, he got all that money based off 3, 4, 5 games. And that's all you need from him. So I'm kind of with Daniel Jones, or I think Jameis is actually my dream backup.
Well, he'd be fun. He'd be good for you guys.
That's what I want. I want fun content. I want the guys zipping the ball all over the place. You know Tyreek wants him here.
Yeah. Well, you know that it's interesting. I haven't heard much buzz as far as Jameis Winston, and I know the Browns weren't so thrilled with his play last year. So, you know, if he catches on, I think it's going to take a little while for him more likely, but you know, Daniel Jones, don't you want to go to a team with – now, the Dolphins is a decent opportunity for a backup because Tua, unfortunately, does have that injury history. But with otherwise, like, Tua is in no risk of losing his job. I feel like if you're Daniel Jones and you want to play and become a starter again, you want to go to a place where there's not such a locked-in starting quarterback where, you know, like the Colts, where they just don't know what they've got with Anthony Richardson. So unless you're offering Daniel Jones just a huge bag of money, I don't know that he would view the Dolphins as one of his top spots.
Ben, in your years of covering the NFL, just to kind of pick your brain here, a franchise that is entering free agency, prioritizing a backup quarterback, they contend for Super Bowls, yes or no?
Got to zig where others zag, Solana.
I mean, you can't ignore the position, but, you know, the Dolphins have definitely been quiet.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In free agency. But that, to me, that's to be expected. I mean, they were one of the top spenders last year. They gave Tua of that huge contract. They paid Waddle. They paid Tyreek Hill. They gave Mike McDaniel a new deal. Teams aren't going to do that 2 years in a row. So to me, this is a Dolphins team that's just kind of retooling and working the margins. We'll see what they end up doing with Tyreek Hill. But you know, they spent all their cash last year. They're not going to be big spenders this time around.
Hey, Ben, are these guys trying to get more money? Because Devontae, DJ Metcalf, like all these guys, are they trying to press the team to pay him, or are NFL guys starting to jump around more?
Well, so DK Metcalf reportedly did get a new deal along with the trade. 5 years, $150 million, so $30 million a year, although we don't know the full details yet. So, you know, with NFL contracts, the devil's always in the detail. Devontae Adams, I think, was more about fit than anything. His deal is fine. It's 2 years, and it's a maximum of 46, but it's really just 1 year and $20 million fully guaranteed with the Rams. And then the Rams will kind of take it year to year and determine if they want him for another year. But just Adams with his age, you know, clearly I think wants to play for a contender, wanted to play out west, joins a great offense in the Rams. You know, $20 million is pretty reasonable. I like the Patriots definitely could have beaten that contract, but I don't think Davante Adams makes sense for a team like the Patriots, who are starting over and are not very close to winning a championship. So I don't know if for him it was about maximizing the dollars as it was finding the right fit, and it seems the Rams have provided that for him.
Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Let's just have a gentleman's agreement, though, Ben. If Mac Jones somehow ends up as the Dolphins' backup quarterback, you do not backtrack on how much you love that guy.
Fair. And it'll be interesting.
Fair enough. You've got to carry that Mac Jones flag all season for the Dolphins if he ends up here.
And when he beats out Tua for the week one starting job, I want you guys to have me on the show.
You will be persona non grata if that happens. We'll see you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.